T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Whittling down the competition for what's next for the Skyway in Buffalo.
This is a new day. This is unprecedented opportunity.
I think it's great that people have ideas.
16 design ideas for the Skyway unveiled as part of the nationwide ideas contest for the future of the road. But the debate seems to continue to center on whether the Skyway should stay.
That bridge would not be built today because of safety concerns. There's no shoulders with the Skyway. The Skyway is closed frequently. It's closed 12 times a year because of wind and or snow.
Or go.
Ohio Street and Louisiana cannot handle 40,000 cars, trucks, and buses. So until they come up with a viable alternative, then the Skyway is going nowhere.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. The All Call went out across the country to come up with ideas on how to transform Buffalo's Skyway. Over the summer, more than 100 submissions were made, while a panel of outside experts narrowed the list down to what it is now. Later this month, there will be an award ceremony where the firm with the top idea will receive $100,000. The second and third place winners will receive $50,000 and $25,000. You can check out the ideas in person at the Erie County Central Library. Check them out online at WBEN.com. But what stands out to me is the conversation seems to be less about what the vision is and what the options are, and more about whether or not the actual Skyway should be part of the plan, the future, or not.
When the Skyway was built, there wasn't this level of transparency or public involvement.
Two voices for you on the podcast, beginning with Congressman Brian Higgins, an advocate for the waterfront and an adamant believer that the Skyway was a mistake to begin with and its days should be numbered.
When the Skyway first opened, the population of Buffalo was 580,000 people. Buffalo was the 15th largest city in the entire country. We had an industrial working waterfront. And in 1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway opened, which created a much more efficient commercial shipping route that bypassed Buffalo. So the Skyway was built anticipating the passage underneath it of Great Lakes freighters that service the chemical, steel, and grain industry that is virtually gone now. We've cleaned up the Buffalo River by removing 62,000 semi-truckloads of contaminated sediment. The Buffalo River corridor has become a great place for recreational boating, for kayaks and canoes, with a lot of access points along that 5.5 mile navigable water. And we look to other cities, Niagara Falls, Syracuse, Rochester, all of whom are removing elevated, obsolete sections of highway so that communities can realize their full potential as great cities. And in our case, Buffalo, a great waterfront city. The image of Buffalo has changed profoundly. For the first time in 40 years, the population of young Buffalo is increasing, not decreasing. Buffalo has been the talk of the nation, featured in The Economist magazine, The New York Times, The Boston Globe, and in People magazine most recently. So this, I think, is the first iteration in the vision of Governor Andrew Cuomo to help Buffalo realize its full potential as a great waterfront city again. You have a skyway structure that is, these are not my terms, these are engineering terms, that is fracture critical, meaning that there's no redundancy in the skyway. So if one section collapses, the whole structure could collapse. You see potential problems of the Skyway abutting into canal side, which all of us have had a great vision for and have pushed very hard, the Skyway is also functionally obsolete, which means that if you tried to build it today, it doesn't comply with all of the safety standards. So that that bridge would not be built today because of safety concerns. There's no shoulders with the Skyway. The Skyway is closed frequently. It's closed 12 times a year because of wind and or snow. And the other thing is, in our litigious society, New York State Department of Transportation, when the ambient temperature, because of the height of the Skyway, 110 feet above the water surface, reaches near freezing as a precautionary measure, they excessively salt the Skyway, which leads to the premature deterioration of both the road surface and the steel that supports it. Clearly we can do better. And this is, I think, the first public presentation of the very creative ideas that have been generated. And as Howard said, hundreds of people had an interest in this. And they are in the process of finding the highest and best uses that will replace the Skyway. I'm a member of Congress. I'm on the Budget Committee. I'm on the House Ways and Means Committee. The Federal Highway Bill, which is long overdue. There's talk of doing a $2 trillion bill. I will help write that bill. I will help write that bill. And working with the governor, working with Howard Zemsky, working with the state legislative delegation, Crystal Peoples, Tim Kennedy in particular, this is a new day. This is unprecedented opportunity toward moving, as Howard said before, an issue that's been discussed for probably 40 years, but without any, I don't want to say concrete progress, but certainly progress. This is a real process that will produce a result that will make Buffalo, you know, better. Over the next 2 years, we will make decisions that will affect Buffalo for the next 100 years. And we are fully committed to this. We are fully committed to finding the best alternatives to the Skyway. You know, keep in mind, and I'll close with this, because the population of Buffalo is probably half of what it was when the Skyway was built, you have a lot of primary roads that are underutilized. South Park, Seneca Street, Clinton, Broadway, Genesee Street, and you have superstructures that are overutilized. We have to be creative in finding the highest and best way to get people from point A to point B, but also the best way to celebrate this extraordinary progress that we have made, not only along the water's edge, but the interior with the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, the great architecture we have here. Howard Zemsky has been a champion, not only in creating Larkinville for all of us, but also his leadership on the most important historic preservation projects in this region. They, too, are helping to define the new Buffalo. So we are just moving forward with great optimism, and a sense of inclusiveness that the new Buffalo and the planning for it will be a truly public process that encourages and celebrates the input that our creative submissions represent, but also the ideas that the general public has as well. So thank you for including me.
Nestled just underneath the Skyway, away from the spotlight of Canalside, is RCR Yachts Skyway Marina. It's a community of mainly sailboats, their owners, and the operator of a long-time marina.
Well, people of Western New York have good ideas, but they have to be practical and mind the fiscal expense to do a lot of this.
Sitting inside his office, almost directly beneath the towering bridge span under construction, is RCR yacht broker Rick Leonard. He's as passionate about Buffalo and the Skyway as he is about boats and the waterfront in 716.
The Skyway, even though it's still under construction or repair, does what it was intended to do, and that's to move 40,000 cars, trucks, and buses from the south towns to the city, to the connections to the 190 north and south. That's what it was intended to do, and that's what it will do. Since they've been doing this construction, and everyone's been forced to use Ohio Street and Ganson Street, which is a minefield of potholes, the traffic is backed up for hours sometimes when they had the concert at Canalside and other things that were going. There was a baseball game and other things. Traffic to get off at Ohio Street was backed up for a half hour, 45 minutes. It's ridiculous. Ohio Street and Louisiana cannot handle 40,000 cars, trucks, and buses. So until they come up with a viable alternative, then the Skyway is going nowhere. Some of the alternatives people have come up with are bridges. There's the old bridge that was across from Michigan through the General Mills plant, and then the other bridge over by the Cotter. That's putting 40,000 cars, trucks, and buses into city streets that can't handle that traffic. Another concept was to put a bridge across the canal side or over by the Coast Guard station. Again, Erie Street and the streets over by canal side cannot handle that amount of traffic. A viable alternative would be moving Route 5 east towards the railroad tracks that go all the way from the Ford plant all the way to the 190 right by Solar City and could even be connected into the central terminal. That makes sense. It's inland. It's away from the winter winds and whiteouts. Furman Boulevard in the winter, no matter if you have bridges or whatever, there's whiteouts and it's ridiculous.
There was one proposal that we were looking at before we had started this interview, and it was showing kind of a beach that's out near the breakwall of Lake Erie. I know, you know, a lot of your boaters here at RCR Yachts, you know, they'll go out into the water, they'll go enjoy Lake Erie on a beautiful summer day like today, but you know, an idea like this new beach that they're proposing, I look at that personally, I'll interject my opinion a little bit here. I would imagine if there's any sort of wind, that beach ain't open.
That, well, just first of all, getting out there, they would have to do some type of water taxi to get out there. But today, it's only blowing, I'm looking at the flags, 12 to 15 knots, and water's coming over the breakwall. It's very unsafe unless they did the beach on the inside of the breakwall. But the water in Lake Erie comes up and down with the winds. And look at the beach that they did at Erie Basin Marina by the tower there. That was a great idea that the mayor had. They put in a beach, but no swimming allowed because of all the debris and the seaweed. And it's just not safe. It's dangerous. It's a good idea, but beaches like a Woodlawn Beach is a great beach. Crystal Beach is a great beach. But to try to do something that nature didn't do on its own, I think they're pushing the envelope a little bit.
From a business side of things, what type of things could be done to the Skyway to benefit this business, RCR Yacht Marina?
Benefit-wise, that's a very good question. Personally, I like the Skyway. It's dirty. There's people's debris. People throw stuff out their windows, beer cans and paper and all kinds of debris. The dust and dirt that comes off the roadway from tires and hubcaps and everything else. It is dirty. I won't deny that. But I think the signage needs to be corrected. There's signs for the State Park Marina and for the Coast Guard, but private businesses, there's no signage. That's a problem. As a sailor and all the sailboats we have down here, any type of fixed bridge is definitely going to be an issue for us.
Even the Skyway.
The Skyway we can clear. It's 110-foot clearance. We still have ships that come in here. General Mills get grain deliveries. There's the sand pile down at the other end that they used for foundry sand and other things. That ship comes in every 2 weeks. So there's still shipping that goes here, and there's still shipping that goes down the Buffalo River. The Michigan Street Bridge and the Ohio Street Bridge are still, they have to clear the Skyway as well.
Well, let's just say then, hypothetically, they get rid of this bridge. Does that help or hurt the marina here?
It would probably help, but it depends what the alternative is. If it starts to interfere with people's going in and out, that could be a detriment. I mean, all the designs that I saw, they all have these sailboats sailing around, but if they're fixed bridges, they're not going to be able to get out. So that's a detriment.
That was announced.
I think it's great that people have ideas. A lot of the ideas come from people who don't use the Skyway on a daily basis or very rarely. But ideas are good, and it's free thought. I think that's a good thing. What will happen in the future? I don't know. I'd like to see it lit up the way they did the Peace Bridge. I'd like to see maybe some advertising on it to pay for it. I don't want to see tolls. I don't want to have to see an Easy Pass overhead thing on it. But whatever happens, it's still a long way off because they've got to plan and execute and come up with the money.
So the competition continues with more focus on the winning designs later this month. And the conversation of whether the Skyway should stay or go will go on, it seems, for a lifetime.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.